as I'm reading this newspaper, I think it's trying to tell me something. I just turned the page and saw restart helps people break internet addiction. All right, okay. So maybe I need to stop reading the paper and stop using my my phone for a bit. I just wanted to read you this little section because of people following the festival and hopefully the festival organisers in London. In Saturday's Gulf newspaper, there is a section, Bangalore Twitters rally to help needy children. I'll read you the thing, it's not too long. They mainly express themselves in the virtual world, but in order to help Bangalore's underprivileged children, the Twitter community of India's IT hub will come out in the open to tweet for a cause day. The event, christened Twestival or Twitter Festival, will see Twitter users of the city come together to raise money for needy children. The money raised in the event will be donated to Bangalore-based NGO Dream a Dream, working for needy children. The festival has come up with a cheeky slogan, Tweet, Meet and Give. The idea behind the festival is to help underprivileged children who are struggling to get their daily food and education. We want an equal society and an end to poverty, Harish Thorta, event coordinator, said. We have tied up with Dream a Dream, and the money raised during the festival will be donated to the NGO. Bangalore is among 200 places across the world to host the festival on the day. Other Indian cities to be part of the event are Delhi, Chennai, Mumbai, Kolkata, Hyderabad, and Pune. There's nothing about the Dubai one, I don't think. The Kaya Theatre in Indira Nagar will host the event. The entry fee is 250. Oh Christ, I don't even know what that is. Highlight of the evening will be a performance by rock bands Swathama. I need to have my vocal cords changed to pronounce some of these. Memorising acts by Nakal Shenoy, an internationally acclaimed psychic entertainer, and a stand-up comic show by Papa CJ and Aaron Kadar. The organisers have already sold 80 tickets. Twestival was first started in London when a group of Twitter users met at Trafalgar Square in September last year. Now the festival is held twice a year worldwide during February and September. While the February event is dedicated to a global cause, the September event takes up a local cause. I didn't know that. See, I'm learning stuff every day. Bangalore was part of the February event this year, but in a small manner, said Thorta. Dream a Dream was established in 1999. The voluntary organisation works with Bangalore's underprivileged children in order to empower society's disadvantaged children. The NGO helped them develop various skills. Currently, the NGO is working with about 1,500 children. According to experts working in the field of children rights, the number of children, especially street children in Bangalore, has increased significantly. The exact figure or percentage of street children in Bangalore is hard to provide as the numbers fluctuate. But due to the increase in the gap between the rich and poor in the city, we can easily say the numbers have increased hugely in recent times. I think it's awesome that this stuff is in the newspaper. I mean, like, the Twestival really has taken on a life of its own. I didn't realise there was two events a year. I thought it was only one, but that makes sense because it was. I was thinking the other day that this didn't seem like a year since the last one. Right, so my stuff is charged pretty much, and I'm going to head out, I think, go and talk to the concierge about the metro and see if I can find a nearby metro station and just ride it around the city a little bit, take some snaps, shoot some video, and then hook up with a few local Twitterati. Looks like I've got a lift to the Twestival tonight, which is awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's it.